On this episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and I talk Zed Run. I actually solve the case of the missing wrapped ether from Andy's wallet on the Matic blockchain. He had like $400 that went missing. I solved the mystery. I'm the genius. I'm the hero. So stick around for that story. We talk NBA finals. We actually make a couple bets live on air, finally, just like the good old days. Stanley Cup has concluded. We talk Stanley Cup. We talk baseball. Cubs finally break that 11-game losing streak. Andy's dog chews through Ethernet cable, and we lose access, but we just keep fucking rolling because we're both professionals. And we end the episode with a surprise for our 100th episode coming up very soon. You're going to want to stick around and listen to it because it's fucking tight. 3, 2, 1, go. I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann. And I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Brought to you by B3T Sports.
B3TSports.com. B3TSports.com.
.com.
All right. Andrew, I want to start this podcast episode by, well, basically by congratulating myself and congratulating you for finding your lost wrapped ether.
Yes, we did it. And by we, I mean you did it. I mean, I would have found it eventually
because No.
Well, I opened my Zed Run account.
You were without me. You were nothing without me.
Oh, fuck yourself.
Fuck myself. Andrew, I saved you $400.
Well, let's be clear. You didn't save me $400. You found my missing $400. It was taken from me, okay?
It's... It's all on the blockchain, baby. It's all on the public ledger.
So it's there, which is good. Sometime later tonight, I'm going to transfer the rest of it to wrapped ether, and I'm going to be in the market again for a horse. I wasn't going to be because, you know, $450 gone blows, but...
0.2 ETH. 0.2 ETH.
0.2, yeah, 0.2.
Which could be $400, could be $600, depending on
right,
the day.
Right, depends on the day. It depends if Elon Musk has tweeted or anything like that.
In case you missed it, we talked about this last week, but Andrew went to go bid on a horse for Zed Run, which is on the Matic Polygon blockchain, layer 2 of Ether, so there's no gas. It's great. But you have to wrap your Ether first to get to that point.
Right. And there is a gas cost to do that, but it's like one and done.
One and done, baby. Get the fuck out of here.
It's one and done to convert, and then you have to do it again to bring it back. But I mean...
Sure. And you went to bid on a horse on OpenSea, right? You actually...
Correct, I did.
Went to bid on it, and you had to convert the Ether to wrapped Ether, and then...
Right, and OpenSea gave me a native site pop-up that said, hey... Just so you know, wrap your Ether. It'll be way easier. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it. And as I was doing it, it froze on the final step. But it said, like, I looked it up and they're like, sometimes it happens, just refresh. It's going to like, and when I did refresh, like everything I looked up said would happen. It just was like, it completed. Hooray. And then it was gone.
And then poof.
Yeah, exactly. And no bid, honestly. So.
Yeah, so I guess
I do think that was a little bizarre. I don't know why it wrapped it in from that native process that they gave to me when I tried to bid and how it didn't get bid. I'm way less upset because I have my money, but I'm still kind of upset that it took me through that process, gave me no notification, and didn't place the bid.
Well, what could have happened, Andrew, is that the horse you were trying to bid on was no longer available by the time that the ether
very well could be.
By the time the ether was officially wrapped, because it depending on how
it could take 1 to 3 hours, right? Something like
right,
that.
Right. It depends on how busy Matic the blockchain is. And that particular day, I know it was being fucking overloaded by a lot of people, probably from the Zedrun community. And it took like 3 hours for it to successfully wrap. That horse is probably gone at that point.
Oh, yeah. And that horse is gone.
It was a good horse. But good news. This episode brought to you by Bubbly.
Excuse me.
This episode brought to you by Bubbly. Bubbly Bounce.
Why are you always drinking different brands?
Caffeinate. Because I like to experiment. I like to experiment with the different kinds of seltzer water and different flavors and different brands. I like to do that.
What's the best?
The best is...
Because you've had all of them at this point, so I mean...
I will tell you the best. The best is there's this place called Harris Teeter. It is a southern chain, I think. But they're mostly in the south, though. I think there's some in Maryland as well. Maybe the East Coast. Let's just say the East Coast. It's a regional grocery store, like a Publix, right?
Have like you heard a Piggly of Wiggly.
Yeah, exactly. Like a Piggly Wiggly.
Hell yeah.
They have a black cherry seltzer, and I get it every time I'm visiting family on the East Coast. And I swear to God, it tastes like Dr. Pepper, but without sugar. Huh. It's amazing. No, I love it.
Safe. If that's the case, then I bet it's fucking great. It's awesome. I had you know the Truly, the hard seltzers? I don't usually like those. You've never had them or you don't like them?
I've had them. I've tried them. I don't think I've ever drank a full one, but I've tried them and they're disgusting.
I do not like the normal ones. However, they do have a lemonade brand. Like it's Truly lemonade. Oh. And it's like mango lemonade, dark cherry lemonade, blackberry lemonade. And those, I had those 2 weekends ago. Very good, actually.
The dark cherry lemonade.
I can't
speak
to their health, but.
No, they're definitely not healthy. But the black cherry or dark cherry lemonade sounds really good. That actually
sounds
good.
It was very good.
But the problem I don't like with Truly is that it's got artificial sweetener aftertaste. You know, it's like fake sweet. You know, like I don't like that. Actually, I don't like seltzer in general. I don't like hard seltzer in general, mostly because...
Yeah, alcohol already doesn't taste very good, and plain hard seltzer doesn't really taste very good. So I don't know who was thinking what, but...
Oh, man. Anyway, real quick, before I burped and we got onto the seltzer rant, to go back to Zedrun real quick, because I know that you still don't have a horse, and I know a lot of people listening do not have a horse.
Are you going to talk about the tool?
Well, I did find a tool, a new tool called Hawku.com, Hawku.com, and it's great. It's great for specifically trying to buy horses. It updates super fast so that as soon as a horse is listed on OpenSea, Hawku's very fast, because the other tool I was using wasn't that fast to update. This tool is super fast, and it gives you some good stats. It also tells you if the coat is rare or not, which I really like.
Which is also really cool.
Yeah, it's an added value. If you get a rare coat, that's an added value onto the horse on top of itself. Bubbly.
Yes.
But what I'm really trying to say, Andrew, is that the $1 million drop that we've been talking about, neither of us won, but that's okay because...
It's not that okay.
Well, that is okay because let me tell you why it's okay. There's going to be a lot of Genesis horses about to hit the secondary market for super cheap. 100% because they gave out like 6,000 horses or some ridiculous number like that. Most of them are going to stables that had no horses at all. So they are going to probably race it, or maybe they are not even going to race it. They're just going to quickly flip it. And since they got it for free, anything's really a profit at that point. So they're not going to try to sell it more than they bought it for because it was free. So profit is profit. And I just keep your eyes out, okay? Keep your eyes out for the next few days, actually probably the next week or two, because Genesis horses in particular are going to be cheaper than normal.
Excuse me. You're going to hear me. By the way, you're going to hear me coughing because I have a goddamn summertime cold and I hate it.
What the fuck is a summertime cold? I've never heard
that. You can get a cold whenever. I mean, can. Because this is not, COVID. I don't have a, I, yeah, no, I mean, I'm double vaxxed up and have no fever, so it's impossible for me to have COVID. Literally, statistically, it'd be an anomaly.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think you can definitely get COVID if you if you're vaccinated. But we're not going to get into the politics of vaccines and COVID and medicine, okay? Because we have more things to talk about, specifically in the world of real sports, okay? Zed Run.
Yes.
We talked about Zed Run at the beginning of the podcast. So let's talk about real sports.
The Bucks lost.
I want to talk Stanley Cup, Andrew. Stanley Cup. Oh,
fine, fine, fine. The Lightning one, right?
The Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Montreal Canadiens 4-1 in the series. They're back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
What a fucking run for Florida. They get Tom Brady. They win a Super Bowl.
Well, specifically Tampa Bay.
The Miami Heat were in the finals. Stanley Cup, like you just said, 2 years running for the Lightning.
Yeah.
Just taking a huge drink.
Yeah, I am. But if you're like talking and you got a lot of speed and you got a lot of gas, don't just fucking stop and then wait for me to talk. Just keep it going.
You do that literally all the time. And then I come in a little slow and then you say to me, Andy, are you going to say something? are you going to say something right now to our listeners?
You know that I'm drinking bubbly right now. I will kill you. So you know I'm drinking bubbly right now. So you know I'm going to be drinking some sips. I'm going to be taking some sips. I can't talk and drink at the same time. Yes, it is an incredible run for the state of Florida, specifically Tampa Bay. I want to give Tampa Bay a shout out because they got the GOAT in the offseason, won the Super Bowl, the Tampa Bay Lightning, back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. That feels great, I'm sure. Yeah, Miami Heat, whatever. They fucking lost, though.
They did, but still it's a run.
I don't know how the... Here's a little trivia question for you, Andrew. Do you know the baseball team that is in Florida?
I don't... Let me guess.
Okay. I'll give you a hint. Have you heard of Derek Jeter?
Yeah, I've heard of Derek Jeter.
He owns part of the team. Like, he partly owns the team.
Really? And this is a pro team, not like AAA or something.
This is a fucking pro team. You think Derek Jeter is going to waste his time on AAA ball? Get the fuck out of here.
I don't fucking know how much. I don't know what he does with his money.
He's got a lot of it, and he's a Hall of Famer and one of the best like players to ever play the game. He's not fucking with minor league AAA ball.
Fine. I don't know. Let me think of the other Florida teams. So there's the Jaguars. There is the Bucks. The Lightning. The Seminoles.
I'll give you a hint. It's a type of fish.
Okay. The Marlins.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go.
Let's go. I knew that. Let's go.
Oh, God. That hurts to laugh. Okay. Hockey is whatever. Maybe next year I'll be a hockey guy.
I think... One sport at a time, Andrew. One sport at a time.
I know. Well, listen, baseball's going right now. Do you want to switch to baseball while we're doing this?
Fine. We'll talk baseball, then we'll talk NBA finals. But I do want to. I actually am excited to talk about baseball today.
Is it because the Cubs won?
The Cubs won last night. They beat the Phillies to end a 12-game losing streak. How about that?
I almost, like, not yesterday, but the day before when they were 10 loss streak, I almost tweeted at you just like 0-10, no context, no text, where it was just going to be at Bathboy Ian. I was going to wait to see how long it would take for you to say something on Twitter.
Oh, man.
But I didn't. Maybe it was
11 game. Maybe it was 11 game losing streak.
All I know is that you're no longer in that losing streak.
9, 10, 11. It was 11 game losing streak. Okay. Thank God. But we're losing 1-0 to the Phillies right now. That's fine. Honestly, the fact that we slayed the 11 game losing streak, I'm totally fine with. However, I'm worried. I'm worried about our standings because we are smack dab in the middle of the NL Central, tied with the fucking Cardinals, for Christ's sake.
I know, I was just going to say, like, it'd be one thing if you were like, if it were maybe Milwaukee was a clear one and you and Cincinnati were like fighting it out for second, but you're kind of fighting it for fourth right now.
Kind of fighting it for fourth. Good news is, Jesus, you're summertime cold. The good news is, and I keep burping because of the bubbly. Jesus, we are just two guys not knowing how to control our...
We should do a hot tub stream.
Control our esophaguses, huh? Okay. But the Cubs, The good news is, once we get through the fucking Phillies, who should not be beating us, they should not beat us this series. Like, the Phillies are not a good team. But anyway, after we're done with the Phillies, the Cardinals, we have a series with the Cardinals. So hopefully we can,
win three. How many game series?
It's a 3-game series, and then guess who we play after the Cardinals?
I hope it's the Orioles for your sake.
No, they're in a different league, so probably not. That was a terrible guess.
So that's something interesting then. So you, let's see, NL teams cannot play AL teams until the finals?
No. They typically don't play each other.
Oh, okay, but they can.
They can, yeah.
That's what I was wondering.
Interleague play does happen. It's just a lot less often than playing within your own league.
It's not like the NFL where, like, obviously you've got your division, but you could play any other division just randomly each year.
Correct. Okay. But because we played the Padres. We swept the Padres, and they're in the American League. But anyway, we play one of the worst teams in baseball, Andrew, after the Cardinals. You know who I'm talking about.
Dude, is it the Pirates?
No, Andrew, the worst team. The very worst team.
The worst team in baseball?
I was totally wrong, by the way. The Padres are in the National League. They're in the NL West.
I know they are. That's why I was waiting for you to... Okay.
Well, correct me on that, Andrew.
Well, you said the worst team. I'm over here scratching my head. I said Baltimore already, and you said fuck off.
No, but you know the worst team because we've talked about this, and you've been like, yeah, this team sucks balls. They're in your fucking little Dodgers division. They're actually worse than the Orioles.
No, I know there, but you said you play Arizona. You said it's a 3-game series, and then you said after that we have the worst team, right?
Yeah, you said the Orioles.
After Arizona?
No, not Arizona. I never said Arizona. I wanted you to guess.
Yes, you did.
I wanted you to guess. Is it Arizona? I'll play. Yes, it's fucking.
Yeah, of course it is.
You've taken all the wind out of my sails. You've taken
guess
all
what?
The wind.
That's my specialty.
Okay, so let me... Jesus Christ. Okay. Once we're done with the Phillies today, okay?
It's fucking
Thursday. We're done with the Phillies. We play the Cardinals 3 times. Then Correct. We play the Diamondbacks 3 times. Then we play the Cardinals again 4 times. Then we play the Diamondbacks again 3
why?
More times.
Why is it scheduled that way?
I have no idea, but it's Cardinals...
Wouldn't you just rather, like, I guess, I don't know how traveling works for these games. Like, when you play a 4-game series, do you go to a single town and you're just there for 4 games?
Correct.
Okay. So, do they do it that way then? So, that way you get 3 in Arizona and 4 in Chicago?
It looks like the games are at the Cubs, the first series for the Cardinals. It's in Arizona in the first series against the Diamondbacks. It's in St. Louis for the second series with the Cardinals, and it's in Chicago for the second series with the Diamondbacks.
Okay, so yeah, it is that way. Okay, because I was going to say, like, just play 7-game series then. Don't fuck around with this shit.
Anyway, it's going to be, like, the rest of July is, I mean, if we play our cards right, we could easily, I mean, the Diamondbacks should be free wins, and we play them 6 times, okay?
Now, are you at all nervous that if it doesn't go well, that you are basically you're
we're done. This is must win territory, Andrew. This is literally must win territory. I don't see if these next 4 series, 2 Cardinals, 2 with the Diamondbacks, if these next 4 series do not go well, it's over. I'm ready to throw in the towel. Like, whatever. We're on to next year. We're on to next year.
All right. That's fair.
All right.
The Dodgers held on to their lead as long as they fucking could, I guess. The Giants are ahead again.
Oh, sorry about that, man. Sorry about that, mate.
I mean, honestly, I don't even care if we win the division. I just care that we at least get a solid second. I mean, we got 54 wins right now, and that puts us clearly into the wild card spot, assuming all things stay the same, but...
Yeah, the NL West is a pretty good division with the Giants, Dodgers, and Padres. They all three have over 50 wins. That's pretty fucking good. Just for comparison, the NL East, they're terrible. And the Mets, who are leading that, have 45 wins.
Right. By the way, that last cough, thought I muted my mic. Clearly did not.
No, don't worry about it. Just, I mean, we've already addressed it. So just let it fucking rip, dude. Let it fucking
rip. Oh, yeah. put my mic in my mouth.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
There we go. So that's baseball, right? That's baseball?
That is baseball. That's the whole thing.
Okay, well, let's talk NBA playoffs. Let's talk NBA playoffs because, Andrew, who do you want? First off, who do you want to win this series?
Who do I want to win? For me, for selfish reasons, I want the Suns to win.
Why do you want the Suns to win?
So, number one reason is because they're just a cool fucking team. Like, no one thought they'd be here. No one thought they'd be here, and it's like, it is what it is. I've always kind of liked Devin Booker, but I've never seen him be a baller. And he's still not the best player on his team. I mean, he's a good scorer, but I mean, I think for sure you got to give it to Chris Paul as the best player on that team.
Does Chris Paul deserve a ring?
Chris Paul's great. I mean, I don't know. He'll be a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
And he's never gotten a ring.
No, sure, he has not. He deserves a ring. Fine. More than Giannis?
Giannis has time. Chris Paul's almost done.
Let's just preview the game for tonight, Thursday night.
Really quick, who do you want to win?
I alluded to this earlier in an earlier episode. I want the Bucks to win, and I think Giannis needs this. Giannis needs this more than the Suns need the championship. And I know that's controversial. I know the Suns with Charles Barkley, they went to a finals. Charles Barkley lost to Jordan. And I know the Suns have never won an NBA finals. This series for them is everything. Okay. That being said, Giannis needs this more than the Suns. Giannis needs to win because I'm worried for him, okay? He is so good. He's won MVP, twice now in a row? He is so good. He needs rings. He needs to start accumulating. And I know he's young, but he needs to start accumulating rings because I think if he doesn't, he might be one of those players that never wins an NBA Finals. And if that is the case, that would be the greatest tragedy because he is so good.
Well, here I want to get your opinion on this because this is how I feel, and I don't know how other people feel about this. But when I look at Kevin Durant and when I look at players or Kawhi, I feel like they carry themselves. And even if I don't think that they're the best player in the world, I think there are players who carry themselves in a way where if you had a gun to their head and they said, or they asked them if you're the best player in the world, they would say yes and they'd mean it, right?
I think a lot, you know what? I don't even think that just applies to Kawhi or Kevin Durant, who are already in the conversation of one of the best players, current players in the NBA. I think if you polled a lot of people, they would think they're the best. You know, I think that when you're a professional athlete and you grow up and and I just think that you're like, oh, I'm the best. I think that mentality, I think they mean it. Like, I think that.
Well, and I could agree with that as well.
Yeah,
but my bigger point is that just I think that maybe Westbrook would get pulled to the side, and of course Westbrook would be like, I'm the best player in the NBA. But when I watch him play, I don't always go, yeah, that dude carries himself like he is the best player in the NBA. I don't think Giannis does. Giannis is a great player, but I don't think that he has ever been in a position where I'm like, that dude thinks he's the best player in the NBA.
Okay, you kind of buried the lead there. So that's what the point is. Is that you don't think Giannis has the confidence to think that he's the best player in the NBA. And because of that, it's stunting him to win a finals.
I think so. And he wants to stay on the Bucks. He wants to do it there. But the game has evolved in a way that is he's going to have to decide between money and rings at a point, just like every player does.
Right.
If LeBron and KD are good enough that you give them max contracts and you're still going to fill out your roster and still be able to make a finals run every year that you're still playing, right?
LeBron didn't.
What are you talking? I mean, yeah, this year neither Kevin Durant he make the finals either. But I'm just saying that
these players. Yeah, but LeBron was never going to make the finals this year. He sucks.
Well, I mean, let's go to point two is why the Phoenix Suns should win it. If they sweep the Bucks in the finals, then the Lakers were like, I mean,
dude, come on, they're not going to sweep them.
I don't think they will either. If they sweep them, no. But I they could, though. I really think they could. I just,
all right, well, let's preview this game. Let's preview this game.
Okay, okay.
Because the Bucks are +4.5 underdogs for this game.
Yes.
I think that this is a trap bet. You hammer the Bucks. You hammer them. Bucks are tying this series tonight.
I do not hammer the Bucks.
What is wrong with you?
I'm going to take the Suns.
It's in Phoenix. It's in Phoenix.
It is in Phoenix. But you don't care about that.
Nope.
Yeah, I know you don't. It's in Phoenix. Old Chris Paul got to sleep in his own bed tonight.
Nope. It's a trap game. Trap game. I'm taking the Bucks. Give me the spread too. +4.5. I will take the Bucks. Over under 221. 221.
Okay.
What are you taking? Over under?
I'm going to take the over.
Idiot. Take the under. Trap game. Trap over. What do you trap mean, Suns.
Trap game.
I'm taking how about the
this?
Bucks.
How about for a change we make a bet on this goddamn podcast? Don't you?
Okay.
Come on. Well, you sound a little bit more disappointed on Bet, Bath, and Beyond, you ungrateful ass.
Andrew, I just look at sports betting a completely different way. It's just throwing
my
money
not
away.
Fun anymore. You hate things.
I look at the $5 or $10 that we're going to bet on this. Fine. Let's do a $5 bet, okay?
Okay.
I'm taking the Bucks +4.5.
Okay, I'll take the Suns.
Okay, but I'm also taking the under, so we'll do another $5 bet. So
I'll take the over.
Okay, so there's $10 at stake.
Can't wait until this is just a complete wash.
I mean, it's possible, but you're probably going to owe me $10. I'm taking the Bucks +4.5. I'm taking the under at 221.
All right.
All right.
Why do you have to hate sports betting? What happened to you, man?
I have seen the future, and the future isn't sports betting. The future is digital ownership.
Okay? No, well, maybe, but here's the thing. The future can definitely be both, and it will be both. Gambling is not even legal in all 50 states yet.
I know, it just doesn't hit the same, dude. Now let me tell you, there
now,
is a way to
not in football season, by the way. Like when football season hits, I think you'll be in a completely different.
Oh, for sure. Once football season hits, it's game on. It's a completely new world. However, I think the future is more like Symbol, which we've talked about. SIMBULL. It is a platform where you buy and sell and trade stocks or shares of teams. And you get payouts every time they win, depending on how many shares you own of that team. I think that's the future. I really do. Because that kind of combines digital ownership and sports betting. You know? Andrew, please tell me you didn't get kicked out. God damn it. I'm not starting over. I'm literally not starting this podcast over. I refuse to start. I'm not doing it. Andrew, I am not starting this podcast over from the beginning. I refuse to. I don't care if Messenger dropped the call and I'm talking to myself right now. I am not dropping Grapefruit. You know what? That's it. that's it. That's the end of the episode. Grapefruit. Oh, wait. He's calling me back. Hello?
Hello?
What happened?
Zeke chewed through my Ethernet cable.
Oh my god, dude.
I'm on wireless now, so we're good, and I never stopped recording, so let's keep it rolling.
Wait, you're still recording?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm still recording.
Then we're set. What were you saying?
Let's fucking go. Oh my god, let's fucking go. Okay.
We've done this for a fucking year now, by the way. Of course we didn't stop recording.
Oh, thank god. Okay, all right, good shit. So
you were saying?
Zeke chewed through your Ethernet cable.
Yeah, so he's going through this phase right now where he likes to pull the corner of the carpet. Of like my rug to the center of the rug, just the one corner, but I hide the Ethernet cable underneath it, right? Which is whatever. He's never messed with it a day in his life. And we cut out. I couldn't hear you. And I'm like, oh, Ian, you lose internet again. And I tried to redial you and it said disconnected. I looked down, no internet connection whatsoever, but I do have a wireless chip in my PC. So I can be on wireless network. I just never do because it's not very efficient.
It's not as fast, right?
No, it's not really fast. Actually, as a matter of fact, between where the router is and where my PC is, I have one bar.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're even cutting out a little bit. But that's okay. The show goes on.
We'll make it work.
We'll make it work. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Okay. How old is Zeke, by the way?
He is, what day is today? The 8th? So he 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. He will be 1 year in 5 days.
I was going to say, his 1 year's coming up, because when I went and visited you in Iowa last September, he was maybe, what, like 10 weeks or
Three
something?
3 months. Yeah, he was not very old.
Not old at all. All right. wait, what the fuck was I talking about?
I don't know. I don't remember. I kind of panicked there for a second.
Okay. Well, let's do bottom of the barrel. How about that? Let's do bottom of the barrel.
Oh, sure. There is nothing going on, but I can't wait to do this.
This is Bottom of the Barrel with Andy Heidemann.
Oh, actually, there's some kind of...
I will give
there's
the
some
grades.
Interesting stuff here.
I'll give the grades out, Andrew. I'll give the grades out.
All right. So we're going to start off. This was 3 days ago. Anonymous reporter, the Ravens believe J.K. Dobbins is capable of more in 21.
That's an A+. That's an A+ headline right there.
Okay. Broncos beat writer says Javonte will probably lead the team in carries as opposed to Melvin Gordon. I could very much see that, but I also think like that lead by how many? Fucking 50? Two?
That's that's vague. That's a vague, vague headline. I give it a D.
N'Keal Harry has requested a trade out of New England.
I like that. That's a C+. That's a C+.
All right. The Patriots, they signed Mac Jones to his rookie deal. He signed it finally. Guaranteed worth $15.6 million. And he's got a fifth-year option, and a signing bonus was about $9
million. What was Trevor Lawrence's rookie deal?
I want to say it was like 36.
Yeah, that seems right. So about 36.8. Mm. I'll give that a C+ as well. I like that. I like that one as well.
Okay, and another thing, interesting, but we'll see. Apparently, there was still, because of COVID, you could still opt out this season. I don't know the specifics, but that was something that you could do. And Aaron Rodgers could have done that and saved himself some money, but he did not. He was not on the opt-out list on the transaction wire. So that means that he's either going to retire or he's going to play for Green Bay. I mean, they could trade him, but that's like 1% chance in my mind.
So he's going to play this year.
I think he's going to play. And I also think he's going to play before the season starts. Like, he's not going to show up day one and be like, I'm ready to play, because he wants to win, right? Like, that's the whole reason that you would play. And he's not going to wait 4 weeks and let Jordan Love put his fucking future in his hands. He's like, come into the season 2-2. Like, there's no way Aaron Rodgers will let that happen.
So I should drop Jordan Love from my dynasty team.
I would recommend it, but I'm also not in charge. okay. And then this is not on Sleeper, but I did see a meme. Apparently, Mitchell Trubisky got married over the weekend.
Oh, I saw this. I saw this in our Dynasty chat. I just saw it.
Yeah, it was. Chat. Yeah. And the joke was not a single reception was had, which is funny.
That was pretty good.
That's bottom of the barrel.
That is bottom of the barrel. I give the whole segment a C average. The Trubisky, the Ravens, and the Patriot news, all, I think, worthy. All worthy of C+ or higher grades.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, in the world of sports, I mean, I think that... Oh, Federer got knocked out of the Wimbledon.
Yes.
But he made it fairly far. I mean, he made it to semis. Semis.
Why is GameCube trending on Twitter?
Why not?
Do you know why that is?
No. I do know the Switch, just they came out with a new OLED, yeah, but there's no new hardware in it. There's no new chip, no new storage capacity. There's less bezel, which is cool, but unless you're a majority handheld player, I don't know why you'd make the upgrade. The quote-unquote upgrade. I mean, you know. I mean, if you're playing on a TV a majority of the time, that's why waste your money. You're not, like, getting a performance enhancer.
I think GameCube is just trending on Twitter because of nostalgia. It just... I'm going through all the tweets, and it just seems like people are posting screenshots of really cool, old-school GameCube games, like Super Mario Strikers, Zelda, Wind Waker, Super Monkey Ball.
Oh, Super I played the shit out of that.
Yeah, dude, Super Monkey. Oh, Mario Kart Double Dash, dude. I fucking loved Mario Kart Double Dash. And then Super Mario Sunshine.
Oh, another dude, another
I kind of want to
Super Mario Sunshine is tight.
I fucking wish the Switch had an old school library. I mean, I know they do, but for GameCube games, because I would play the shit out of Legend of Zelda: The Wind Waker and fucking Super Monkey Ball.
Did by the way, did you see what happened with Drew Locke?
No.
Well, is this before we move on from sports?
Whoa,
well, the reason I ask is
you had a whole segment to yourself just a minute ago, Andrew, to talk about anything NFL related, including Drew Locke, and then you to take over my GameCube nostalgia.
I want
segment?
You to check the chat though, because apparently Drew Locke was driving and a nut flew off of a vehicle and hit his windshield and did that to it.
Wait, hit a nut? And, what do you?
Yeah, you just I sent them to you in our chat. Go, take a look at that. That happened to him on the highway, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
I know. So of course B3T Sports tweeted they commented on it. You know that picture of Donald Duck and he's got an acorn in front of him and it's got a blue ribbon on it, just says world's biggest nut.
Did you tweet this? Did you tweet this?
Yeah, of course
Johnny?
We did.
No, did, don't say we. Who fucking we. Tweeted it?
It was me.
Oh my god, dude.
You got a problem with what we got going on here?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't see it. I'm literally at B3T Sports on Twitter.
Oh, go to tweets and replies. You can't just go to tweets.
That's dumb.
That's not my fault.
Oh, there it is. World's biggest nut. I'm going to like it. I just liked it.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
That's live content. You don't get that anywhere else.
No. I mean, where else? Where else in the world besides Bed Bath & Beyond, baby?
What else do we have for news? Do we have anything that's worth talking about? In the next upcoming weeks, I think now is a great time to tease it. If you made it this far into the podcast, in 3 weeks from now, episode 100, we're going to be looking to make our first bounce into video podcasting. You'll be able to see our lovely faces. We're also going to be delving a little bit more into live horse racing events for Zed Run. And some other things like live mock fantasy drafts and all sorts of stuff. So stay tuned for that.
This means I'm going to have to get like a fucking good ass background or something.
Yeah, actually, I started setting mine up the other night. It's going to
Andrew.
I know.
Okay, but,
I've got
this means
Cam Newton and Ezekiel Elliott and Tom Brady pop figures and my Cam Newton jersey and all that good shit in the background. You have to make an offer.
But this means that I no longer have to mix the episodes, correct?
Yeah, no more mixing the episodes.
You promise? Andrew, that's like the this is the whole point of why we're doing this. So I don't
know.
No,
that is not the whole point of why we're doing this.
Yeah, no, that
is
100% the only reason why we're switching to video is so I don't have to mix.
But you shouldn't have to mix it anymore. I might have to do some post. You will have to still upload the audio to our audio source.
Jesus Christ.
Cry about it.
That reminds me. Ooh, one last thing. Season 2 of I Think You Should Leave is on Netflix right now.
Oh, I'm very excited to watch that.
Let's fucking go. Let's go.
Grapefruit.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug Dealers Anonymous. Valentino Summers and Wave Runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug Dealers Anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde Mohawk, the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get
Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling. Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause baths are for babies.